Here with the great Paige Van Zandt. She's just signed with Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, and now you're a South Floridian. Welcome to South Florida.
Thank you so much. Obviously, I'm really excited. It was a brand new opportunity, a new promotion that I'll be fighting for. It only made sense for me to go to the best team in the world to get ready, and that's why we're out here in Florida.
Because you guys are from the Northwest, right? Like, this is a big...
We are.
Literally the furthest you could travel to go anywhere to live.
Yes, big transition, but in Portland, we're actually an American Top Team affiliate, so it was really smooth. I knew I'd be fighting somebody from American Top Team. Once that got out of the way, I knew this was where it was meant to be for a camp, and, you know, I've tried seven different boxing coaches. I'm trying to find the very best one that fits me and fits my personality and my fight style. And I just have those opportunities here, and there's just a lot more tools to set me up for success.
So this is obviously, it was a decision that, you know, there was some rumblings about, but how much of it went into just, I guess, wanting to, I guess, be appreciated? Because I kind of felt like the last press conference with Dana, it was kind of very dismissive of just like, oh, go on. And, you know, you're obviously a very famous face in fighting, and people love watching you fight. So how nice was, I guess, that whole process of it being pursued, free agency, and all that type of stuff?
It was awesome. You know, I knew that my value wasn't where it was within the UFC. I was under the same contract for a long time, but I just knew I had a higher value and I could bring more to the table with an organization. I'm very happy I was able to test free agency and get to ultimately see where my value was in that free agency. It was a really exciting time, of course, but more exciting now that I've signed a promotion, I've signed the contract, and I get to move forward and compete because ultimately that's what I want to do.
You've been in some really gnarly fights. Like you said, you fought with a broken arm, we've seen the crimson face and all that type of stuff. So you were kind of going into this with like a background of being in some pretty gross stuff. But are you worried about that? Like they've said it's another thing. It's bare knuckle fighting. And I've been to these events and they can go quick. They can get crazy and brawly, but they are fun. I mean, it is a lot of fun for the fans to watch.
Yeah, ultimately, you know, I'm an athlete. The things we worry about are injuries. Getting cut open, you're hurt. You're not injured. And injuries last with you. They carry with you. If you hurt your knee, if you tear a ligament, those last with you for your entire career. No matter how much you rehab them, that's still in the back of your mind. I'm lucky enough I made it through the UFC, through my entire MMA career, with only a broken arm. Now those things, that's an injury that can last with me in the UFC. I have to worry about getting kneed in the arm or posting on it, getting taken down. Now it's not a formula. It's not in this arena for me. I just get to focus on fighting, and that's what I love to do. And yeah, getting cut open happens, but getting hurt and injured are two very different things, and I don't mind getting hurt every now and then.
I know you talked about in the press conference that you're excited that you don't have to worry about a lot of hands, but we've seen you do some pretty badass knockouts with the high kicks and all that type of stuff. So are you excited that you're just going to focus on sharpening the hands kind of part of your game, and bummed that you don't get to use those tools either on offense?
There's a lot of tools I definitely love, and I feel like I'm well versed in. My kicks are something that I have had a lot of success and brought me very far in the UFC and in MMA. You know, I'm still going to work on those things. Ultimately, I am focused on boxing. I'm focused on bare knuckle boxing. But I can't help taking away those passions for me, and I'm going to still continue to get better. But I know the better I am at boxing, it'll make me an all-around better athlete.
I think I saw this on your Instagram yesterday. You said the craving coffee at weird times. You're a South Floridian now. Have you had Cuban coffee?
No, I have not had Cuban coffee yet.
Okay, that's a must. So you guys got
to
get that.
Okay, we're going to have to have
put that on, because you and your husband, you're two scoops of adorable, like your little video blog.
Thank you.
take a trip down to Little Havana. Uh-huh. Go get the Cuban coffee.
Okay.
It's going to be like crack cocaine that goes to your head.
Awesome. I love that.
And stuff like that. But, you know, just welcome to
South
Florida.
I actually have heard of Cuban coffee, but we're going to have to get some.
Well, best of luck. Enjoy South Florida, guys, and hope you guys enjoy it
here. Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.